Welcome to the Making Smart Decisions podcast, strategies for your financial future. Complex topics made simple and actionable, so when it comes to your money, you're making smart decisions. And now for the disclaimer. The following program is sponsored by JT Financial Group, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through JW Cole Financial Incorporated, JWC member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through JW Cole Advisors Incorporated, JWCA. JT Financial Group and JWC, JWCA are unaffiliated entities. With decades of experience, here's your host, Josh Tirado.
Welcome to the Making Smart Decisions podcast. I'm your host, Josh Tirado. And today we're going to discuss what is called sequence risk or sequence of return risk. Or something that sounds really boring and dumb and not useful to you, but in reality is actually a major, major risk to your retirement and to your investments. That's what we're going to jump into today. So let me give you the definition of what sequence risk is according to Investopedia. Sequence risk is the danger that the timing of withdrawals from your retirement account will have a negative impact on the overall rate of return available to the investor. Let me boil that down for you. Timing is everything. But depending on when you pull your money out of your retirement accounts, can affect how much is there long-term. Now, that makes sense to me, but in reality, it's just math, okay? It's math, it's boring, but it can really affect you. Obviously, the stock market and your investments, whether it's stocks, bonds, real estate, what have you, it does not go up in a straight line. It can go up, it can go down, it can go sideways, different things. You can have several bad years in a row, followed by several good. You can have several good, followed by several bad. You can have interspersed, and in differing magnitudes. Whenever you hear people talk about the market, you often hear, oh, over any 10-year period, the market has returned X. Or, oh, since people started investing in the market, has averaged this sort of return and gone up. Yeah, that's an average. That is not what you're getting every year. It can be more, it can be less. I'm amazed that people jump in and they're like, after so many years, hey, the market's supposed to average this. I don't have that. I have this. It could be more, it could be less. But that's based on timing. And that's based on the sequence of returns within the investment. Now that gets magnified when you go to retire and you're going to pull your money out. Let me take this a step further. In my world, you see a lot of things that say sequence risk, sequence of return risk, that sort of thing. When I do a financial plan for someone and we're focused on the retirement and the withdrawal, there are two main things in this sort of realm that we stress test for. One is called bad timing. And I think bad timing is the most practical implementation of sequence risk. Bad timing simply says, statistically, the worst time to lose money or have poor returns is in the first 2 years of retirement. Because it's at that point that you have simultaneously stopped contributing, started withdrawing, and now your seed money, which needs to grow like a snowball rolling downhill, has now been reduced by less than optimal returns. Okay, maybe you're planning on 8% and you only got 4%. Or you're planning on something positive and you actually went down and lost money. So those first 2 years are imperative that you really protect them, because you can't dig yourself into a hole there because there's no more money coming in to fill in the hole, and that money needs to grow to protect you long-term. One of the main things that we stress test against is something called bad timing, where we take a look at what you're invested in and what's the likelihood that you'll lose money in those first 2 years of retirement. When I say lose money, it's not guaranteed, but historically we can take a look at how the investments that you're holding have fared in different years and how much on average they'll go down. And we can look at, okay, here's the likelihood that they will go down in those first 2 years, and here's the percentage they could go down. One of the ways you get rid of sequence risk or the bad timing risk is to properly diversify, because rarely does everything go down or go up at the same time. So we start to reduce the overall amount of risk and we properly diversify. And by doing that, we can dramatically reduce the chances that you will lose money in those first 2 years of retirement, which is the most important. But secondarily, and almost as important, is we run a Monte Carlo simulation. When I say the chance of you making a certain amount of money for a certain number of years or not outliving your money, it's based on this Monte Carlo simulation. What do you mean? Monte Carlo simulation, in my world of planning, takes a look at not just your overall portfolio, not just the average of what you're holding, but it takes a look at the different types of stocks, the different types of bonds, the different types of real estate, whether it's large cap, small company, international, whatever it is, it looks at all of them. And then it takes a look at historically what they've done as far as when they've gone up, when they've gone down, and what are the likelihood of that happening. And the Monte Carlo simulation runs 1,000 plus, sometimes depending on what you're running, a couple thousand different scenarios with different sequences of returns. So a lot of good returns in the beginning, followed by bad, a lot of bad, followed by good, a lot of vice versa. And it does it for every asset category that you're currently invested in. And then we'll run a scenario showing that for all the asset categories that we plan on you being invested in at the time of retirement. And that will give you your probability of your money lasting and how much is in there. A lot of the free planning software that's out there just simply takes a look at what average returns are and says to you, here's the number you need to have when you go to retire. But that number is really a moving target because that number might be there on the day you retire, but your life expectancy after you retire may be 30 years. So that number is one snapshot on one day. We need to take a look at what are you invested in overall, how much you need to pull out of there, what sources you're pulling it from, and this sequence of return risk over 5, 10, 20, 30 years. In fact, we look at the sequence of return risk as to your proper asset allocation while you're still accumulating money leading up to retirement, because in what order you get your returns or losses in the market affects you even leading up to retirement. It's amplified in retirement, but it's all important. So when you deal with a professional, we will stress test for bad timing in the beginning of retirement. We will run Monte Carlo simulations to stress test you for sequence of return risk during your accumulation phase. And we'll run it again for the projection of when you retire in your withdrawal phase to make sure that money will last. And then on top of that, we still make sure that at the proposed end of your plan, there is still extra money there. There is still buffer because you need more money. You need to have that safety net. When you're just trying to figure out a number or you're looking at some free software that's trying to give you a number, some projections, I have never seen it where it takes into account all of these different variables and stress tests it for you. And that's really what you get with a professional. And it's really important. So sequence risk, sequence return risk may sound really boring, but if you don't address it, it could be one of the number one detriments to you having successful retirement.
Thanks for listening to Making Smart Decisions with Josh Dorado. For more information and show notes, visit our website at jtfinancialgroup.com. Email a question or schedule an appointment. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/aguideforyourjourney. The preceding program is sponsored by JT Financial Group, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole, financial member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, JT Financial Group, and J.W. Cole Financial. And J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by JT Financial Group should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by a person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. JT Financial Group is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation or an offer to buy securities.